Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning, Roland.
You should have paused there like, where is he today?
Yeah, I did.
Like, where is he today? Yes, in D.C. today, man. I'm certainly glad to be here and looking forward to this week's Washington Watch. I'm sure everybody else is going to be focused just on the president and the issue of same-sex marriage, but we'll deal with that. Plus housing, which is critical for African-Americans in addition to voting voting suppression.
So more voting critical suppression than the right mm-hmm. for same-sex to marry? Really?
No, in terms of 53% of black, 53% of black wealth has been wiped out. So I'm saying is, we still talk about a variety of issues, not just one. That's my point. But joining us right now, though, is Darlene Nipper. Yesterday, of course, we talked to Pastor Jamal Bryant with regards to the president's decision the other day regarding same-sex marriage. Darlene Nipper, she's the deputy executive director for the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. We'll also have her on Washington Watch. Darlene, there's still lots of discussion, lots of talk. How is this decision playing specifically in the black LGBT community?
Well, good morning, and it's playing very well in the black LGBT community. I mean, first of all, we have the first sitting president, we have the first African-American president, and then we have someone who is pro-LGBT. So we're very proud and excited.
Now, the president, though, in his statement, he said it was his personal viewpoint, but states are also making the decision on this. Now, there have been 32 referendums that have taken place. Supporters of same-sex marriage are 0 for 32. In the states where there is same-sex marriage, those have largely been court decisions. And so when you look at the polling data that says nationally Americans support it, but we look at the voting seems to differ what the polls say.
Well, I mean, two things. One, I think it was very important for the president to talk about it as his personal views because most of us evolve on these kinds of issues over time. Our family members, our friends, our neighbors, once they actually get to know us as individuals and human beings, they evolve. With regard to the state issues, you know very well that if just about anything else that we put on the ballot that's contentious, if we put a racial issue on the people's ballot right now, we'd probably have segregated schools again. So, you know, I think it's kind of not the appropriate role for where things need to be decided in terms of the public vote. And I'm very proud of the legislators that have been able to make a move to get marriage in some states.
I said the other day on CNN that the reality is this really is a constitutional question that is not going to be decided by any state at the ballot boxes. Really is going to be decided in the court system.
Well, I tend to agree with you, and you know, but the reality is for me that we have to continue to go person to person and show up as individual people. You know, I'm a black American, you know, so I get hurt when people start talking about lesbian, gay, and bisexual people as though somehow because I have that identity, I'm not a black American. So these issues are critically important. We need to repeal DOMA, which is hurting black families. People need to understand there are black lesbian and gay couples raising children and doing a very good job of it, and that these laws on the books are preventing us from being able to do that in a way that's equitable to our straight counterparts.
And for everyone listening, DOMA is the Defense of Marriage Act, which was signed into law by President Bill Clinton in 1996, I believe. And so that's what DOMA is. So, Darlene, what's next? About 30 seconds, what's next?
Well, we got to keep moving forward. We got to go door-to-door, person-to-person, and let everyone know that it's absolutely okay to be your full selves in the United States of America, and I feel strongly that we will.
Would that be church-to-church as well?
I believe it's church-to-church. I happen to be ordained, and I believe that it's church-to-church, person-to-person, neighborhood-to-neighborhood, store-to-store, door-to-door, family member-to-family member. We have got to tell the truth.
Darlene, thanks so much. We appreciate it.